The New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is in hot water again after admitting that the government's controversial $250 million grants program may have shored up coalition votes, but insisted that the practice of pork barrelling was not illegal.
The term pork barrelling is common parlance in where you provide funding, and it's not something that I know the community is comfortable with, and if that's the accusation made on this occasion, given the number of seats or the places that those that funding went to, well then I'm happy to accept that commentary. Many of the projects did occur in non-government held seats, and I want to make that very clear. But if the accusation is that the government favoured certain areas, well, that's an accusation we'll wear. It's not, unfortunately, unique or uncommon to my government.
Copies of shredded and deleted documents at the centre of the pork barrelling accusations against the Premier were recovered by a search by the State Parliamentary Inquiry. The documents showed that the Premier signed off on a change to guidelines so funding could be allocated. Tina Quinn spoke with Greens MP David Shoebridge, who's currently heading up the inquiry in the Upper House.
The documents outline the approval of hundreds of millions of dollars in local government grants under the Stronger Communities Fund, which were made in the lead-up to the 2019 state election. Now, nearly all the grants were awarded to local councils in coalition-held seats. What are the implications here?
Well, what we see here is a direct effort from the then coalition government to effectively buy the upcoming state election. This was hundreds of millions of dollars in grants from a secret slush fund that was only open and available if you knew about it. The only people who knew about it were coalition MPs, and so they poured money into their seats. And when you're doing that in the 9 months leading up to a state election, I don't see how you can characterise it as anything other than buying an election using public money.
The Premier has responded that governments in all positions make commitments to the community in order to curry favour. That's part of the political process. Whether we like it or not, it's not an illegal practice. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I'll leave others to judge whether it's illegal or legal. Organisations like ICAC have a central role in determining whether or not something's corrupt in New South Wales. But what I can say is this. For the Premier to effectively admit that this is pork barrelling, and pork barrelling using, in this case, $250 million worth of public money, and simply say, well, you know, the public should just suck it up. That's what happens. I think is an extraordinary revelation. And it is no wonder that the government has been at such pains to hide these documents, shredding the hard copies, deleting the digital copies, because what they expose is a government that was using public money, and in this case, hundreds of millions of dollars of public money, for directly partisan outcomes. And if it's not illegal, well, I can tell you now, the Greens believe it should be.
Has the question been put as to why these documents were shredded in the first place?
We keep getting the response from the Premier and her office that this was in accordance with their standard document management procedures. Now, if that is the case, well, then there's been an office that has effectively engaged in criminal handling, broad-scale criminal handling of state records, because there are clear legal obligations to retain important documents like these. They can't be deleted and shredded at will. They're covered under the State Records Act. And there is, of course, a parallel inquiry through the State Records Office about those breaches.
The parliamentary inquiry that you are currently leading has heard that $141.8 million of the Stronger Communities Fund was not only allocated by the Premier, but that $61.3 million was allocated by Deputy Premier John Barilaro and also $48.9 million by Shelley Hancock, the Minister for Local Government. How many officers do you think are embroiled in this?
Well, the two offices that we have the most information about are the Premier's office and the Deputy Premier's office. And what we know, and again, it's clarified from the documents that have just been produced, what we know is that both these offices had approved, in the Deputy Premier's case, $61 million worth of projects, and in the Premier's case, $141 million worth of projects, before the guidelines were even settled and finalised. So this was a completely backwards process. The projects were identified through a political scheme involving only coalition MPs. Once the projects had been identified, the Premier, the Deputy Premier and the Minister for Local Government then worked backwards to manipulate the guidelines to fit the projects. Now, that is just an extraordinary abuse of process at the very heart of the New South Wales government.
There are also questions raised recently in regards to a dinner, an intimate fundraising dinner that Gladys Berejiklian attended in May 2018. Now, there have been claims made that illegal property donations were made at this dinner. Is the parliamentary inquiry looking into this at all?
This inquiry is focused upon grants and more than just one grant scheme, but sports grants, cultural grants, grants coming out of large pools of money, such as the money from Hydro, from the sale of Snowy Hydro, and a large regional investment fund. We don't have terms of reference that cover political donations and potentially illegal political donations. But of course, I mean, that's one of the reasons why we have ICAC in New South Wales, and the number of scandals that are coming out of this government at the moment is one of the reasons why the Greens moved to increase ICAC's budget by a further $7.3 million in this state budget.
If wrongdoing is found on behalf of the Berejiklian government, what would the next step be?
If we didn't have this inquiry, and if we hadn't had questions in budget estimates, and then the upper house hadn't used its powers to force the production of government documents, nobody in the public would be any the wiser about the way such a huge amount of public money had been allocated. I think we're getting closer to the truth, and we're finding more clearly that the Premier had a central role in this grant scandal. But we will be having further hearings of the inquiry, and most notably on the 9th of December, when we will be having a further senior officer from the Premier's office coming and giving evidence about his role and what he knew about the grant scandal. And we'll also be having representatives from the Deputy Premier's office and the Minister for Local Government's office coming and explaining, hopefully in a truthful and frank way, exactly what went on behind closed doors and telling us the truth about how, where and when documents were shredded.
Greens MP David Shoebridge speaking there with Tina Quinn.